Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, verse by verse. We're in John chapter 8, verses 21 through 30 in the NRSV, New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Again he, Jesus, said to them, I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, Where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand what he was speaking to them about. They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he. And that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. And he was saying these things, and as he was saying these things, many believed in him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that in this passage, many did believe, and it was only the hard-hearted, the ones who had hearts of stone, who could not see, whose eyes were blind, that did not understand that you came from heaven and you were sent by the Father from the pristine acreage of heaven to this crazy earth down below. And you had a mission and you always did what the Father instructed you to do. And so, Lord, I'm going to camp there for a little while. Help us to have a similar relationship. Help us to be so immersed with you and so enamored with you and so in love with you that we spend enough time to hear what you're saying and then simply obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than big words and puffed up pride. To obey is better than creating extra laws for us to adhere to and to make other people adhere to, like the Pharisees did with the Mishnah. Lord, our job is to love you flat out, to love you well, and to hear you enough to obey you. And Lord, I know that sometimes people hear that and they're like, well, I don't really hear the voice of God. Well, Lord, you speak very clearly in so many different ways, but particularly through the scriptures. You teach us what to do and how to be and how to live and how to act through the scriptures. And so, Lord, help us again, as I've been praying all this month, that we would fall in love with your scriptures. But you also speak through creation. And Lord, in the midst of an electronic world, we have lost sight of you as creator. I pray for the person listening today that they would have a moment, just a moment, to go outside and look at the sky. The sky might be full of clouds and pouring rain and thunder. The sky might have sun, so don't look straight and directly into the sun. The sky might be a night sky full of stars that are twinkling in the night. The sky might be obstructed by mountains that are majestic and powerful and amazing. And Lord, as we look at your creation, we see your creativity. And we began to ask questions like, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take notice of him? You have made us a little bit lower than the angels. You've clothed us with dignity and strength. Lord Jesus, it's too much to bear. We're so amazed at what you've done and how much you love us. So Lord, help us to find your voice in the midst of your scripture. Help us to find you in the midst of creation. Help us to obey you above all else. Lord, we don't want to obey our appetites. We don't want to obey our lusts. And I pray this for myself right now as one who has been eating too much popcorn at night and cannot seem to control my intake of popcorn. And every single time at the end, I'm like, oh, I could have prayed and asked Jesus to help me to resist a temptation, and I didn't. So Lord, forgive me for that. And I don't say that facetiously. I truly do want to follow you with everything that I am. And I want to honor you, even with how I eat. So Lord, I pray for those who struggle with body image and who struggle with what to eat, what not to eat. Lord, would you just set us free from that today? Would you set us free to just be loved by you and be your beloved children, to base worth on you and you alone? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are amazing, and you have been made in the image of your Creator, and I am so grateful for you. Please continue to be blessed today and walk in strength, dignity, and the power of the Holy Spirit, who is your strength in your weakness.